What remains with me is really having seen the IDPs, many of whom were very young. The children constitute actually the majority of the IDPs in the camps. What I will remember is my discussion, apart from the general picture of these camps, where people obviously continue to suffer, also because the food is not sufficiently nutritious, so there's hunger. But what is above all very striking, and that was also something which really struck me in my individual conversations with some of the persons I met in the camp, is the suffering and the need for psychosocial support for these victims of extreme forms of violence inflicted by Boko Haram, and the need for them to be attended on an individual level. Their suffering is very deep, and it's also a cultural problem for many of the girls and the women not to be able to speak about what happened to them, if it is sexual abuse, which many of them were subjected to. And some of these girls, I mean girls below the age of 18, came to this camp pregnant, impregnated by Boko Haram, gave birth to children who are stigmatized, labeled forever as Boko Haram children. Those who were released or freed from Boko Haram are still, by many communities and even by their families, considered as having sided with Boko Haram, and they are simply not accepted.
And obviously these conversations were very difficult. What did they ask for? What is it that they felt that they need most at this time?
It's really the possibility to turn to someone whom they can trust, somebody who understands that there's an obvious need for professionals who are really capable of allowing these victims to speak out. I had one moment of eye contact with one of the victims, and that's when I told her that it was not her fault. She couldn't be blamed, and she was so grateful for that. You know, and that's the kind of thing which the professionals can do or need to do. But there's the problem is so immense. There's need for training of professionals who have the ability to allow these girls to speak. So can you imagine how terrible that is for the women? And again, as I said, I mean, they are being shunned by society, by their own family. And what will be the future of these children? So this is really a top priority.